Threat Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 72nd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Ruchika Oberoi, who is here at the Venice Days section presenting her film Island City. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me here.
This first question is for the benefit of our listeners. It might be a little tough to answer, but I'd like you to tell us in your own words a little bit about the story of the film.
So the film has three short stories. They are tenuously connected. There is a kind of a plot connection, but mostly there is a thematic connection. And the first story is a black comedy. It's about a guy who is stuck in a kind of a very number crunching job, and he's not really having much fun in life. And he suddenly wins the office fun committee award, and he's forced to take a day off to have fun. And it's about how certain things go wrong with his day, and how it turns out perhaps to be a little bit of fun for him, but in a different sort of way than imagined. And the second story is also a kind of comedy, though not as black as the first one. And that's about a family that so a husband who's a little dominating, and they don't have much of freedom to live their life the way they want, and he's in a unfortunately in a coma, and they decide to bring home a television which he had banned from the house because it's a waste of time. And how they start watching a very popular television soap, which has a hero that who's very handsome and loving and ideal in every way. And what that does to them as a family, and how it changes the equation. And the third one is more towards a tragedy. It's different in tone from the other two stories. It's about a girl who's living a kind of a very, again, a repetitive life, and she receives certain very beautiful love letters one day, and starts to be much more hopeful about her future, and how then that plays out in the end.
So we'll talk about the specifics later on in the second part of the interview, but for now I'm very curious to know what influenced you in telling these stories.
So the three stories are kind of influenced by certain incidents in my life. They're also influenced by so the third one was based on a story that was written by my husband. It had a very different kind of setting, but I changed the setting around. And the other two were encounter. There's certain absurd situations that I encountered in my life, and I took those incidents and I just tweaked them a little bit, made them a little bit more absurd, and brought these three stories together. And I thought it might be an interesting experiment to do, because it could perhaps give a kind of an idea of our strange and peculiar times that we are going through as a country, and in different perspectives and different shades. And I don't know to what extent I've succeeded, but that was something I was trying.
Well, yeah, and that's true. It does come across very interesting. But would you like to tell me the kind of a little more about the world and the themes, and especially the world that you were talking about in these crazy times that you mentioned, in which we live in, that inspired the stories?
Okay, so very specifically, the first story happened was my husband had a corporate job, and he used to really hate that job. And one day he came home, and he was just like taking out stuff from his pockets, and there were these coupons, and they were actually it said fun committee, and it said one popcorn, and it said fun committee and one something else, then bhel puri, stuff we eat. And and I found it funny, and I asked him, and he said yes, we have this fun committee and all, and he didn't seem too happy about that fun committee. And it seemed very, very strange to me that here's a company that kind of almost sucks out all the fun from your life and then tries to reintroduce it in a very corporatized fashion. And almost... So that seemed strange, and also I thought that it would be interesting to take a character and the situation and some other small incidents. So it's as we are becoming more corporatized, as more kind of an American work ethic is coming in and lifestyle is coming in, also that kind of culture is, I'm not really saying that it's not, that I don't want to like just criticize it or something, but it's just that it's coming in and it's doing maybe strange and funny things to us as people, and I just wanted to talk about that in this, taking this fun committee idea and expanding on that. For the second one, again, there was a family that I knew that actually had this kind of a father who had banned the TV from the house, and they were always upset about it, and if the kids ever came over, and they would be like, out of the way, where's the TV? And then something unfortunate happened to him, and they did like get the TV. One of the first things they did was get the TV, and it was, of course, the story was not the way that it is in the film, but it was a starting point, and it made me think about the relationships. That of course there is love, of course there is that, but there is also within any kind of a structure that there within any kind of a power structure there are a lot of dynamics, and I thought it would be interesting to just take something that would be as silly and strange as a television serial and a family, and through that explore these power dynamics and the changing equations that are happening within the family and also within the larger social context through the story. So
and in the third episode, it's more to do with like maybe wanting to have something else, something that is already planned for you that you might not be too happy with.
Yes, sure. And also, in a way, I also wanted to bring in this thing of how, in a way, you know, the it's that the people, like there are the people who are, as it is, they are controlled and they're powerless, and how the structure will even more, you know, like kind of make even more, yeah, will oppress you even more, and it's that, and it's in a way a kind of an maybe it's not really that. It's whole kind of an institutional repression. It's not really that all institutions kind of will be working together, but somehow it's that experience that I wanted to kind of talk about in a way.
It's almost so. The way the program is, the world is programmed, you know, you fly low and you're sure to just kind of go somewhere. Don't try too hard and blah, blah, blah. If you want to have fun, we'll tell you when and how to have fun. That's really a very clever idea to put it. And speaking of the story itself, the story is told through different three episodes that, like you hinted at when you were talking about them, they're split up. Did you have difficulties in developing a feature film that was split up into three?
I didn't have. I kind of I treated them almost as separate short stories, and I kind of planned it almost like that. So with their own, with its own different set of color schemes and movements and all of that. And so it was so for me creatively that was interesting and very challenging, and even for my my cinematographer. And in terms of finding a producer, if I had gone to a commercial producer, and I did go to a couple, they were not very keen to do this because it was not really fitting into a kind of a meter that they are usually used to dealing with. But fortunately, I had NFDC backing me, and they're a government body, and so I got some state funds for to make the film, and that turned out ideal because they don't interfere in the script process, and it was I had a free hand to do what whatever I wanted, of course within the budget. But then eventually it didn't turn out to be that difficult to do the three stories. But
you said something that I wanted to point out too, that the actual style of the films is quite different, because in the first one it's almost like a little futuristic too, and in the second one it's a little more romanticized, and in the third it's actually quite realistic. So the approach, you always had in mind different approaches to bring these three stories onto the big screen.
Yes, absolutely. I thought that it would be best to let the content dictate the style that we would adopt, and for each of the stories is set in a different milieu, so that brought with it with itself a certain kind of a certain kind of color, and also and we just kind of followed that. So we didn't try to make them tonally similar in any way, and we just kind of went with the space, with the colors, with the noise and the sounds of that space, and that's what we intended to do from the first, in any case, with each of the stories. So
very good. Well, I'm very pleased to have met you, and congratulations on making this excellent film and having it screened here in Venice, Island City, let's remind our listeners. And thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It was lovely talking to you.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.